Pittsfield, Massachusetts has unveiled a new additional compensation scheme for bilingual employees. Tuesday night, the City Council approved an amendment to Pittsfield's codes that will put more money in the pockets of employees who speak Spanish, Russian, French, Portuguese, and American Sign Language.
We actually, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, actually updated the list of eligible proficient languages that we would compensate our public safety officers for based on data we collected, I believe, from the Berkshire Immigration Center at the time.
Michael Taylor is Pittsfield's Director of Human Resources.
These were the top five languages spoken here in our Pittsfield community.
He says the new plan expands an existent bilingual proficiency stipend for public safety officers to other city employees.
We had really seen a need for this, considering the diverse population, you know, we serve here in Pittsfield, and, you know, realize that providing such services is really a benefit to our constituencies.
Now, any city employee who can pass a written and verbal exam in one of the languages is eligible for the extra pay if they've worked for the city for a full year. Oral fluency or reading and written fluency will see employees receive $125 a month, while being capable in both fields will net $175 a month. The vote came the same night that the council heard Mayor Linda Tyer respond to questions on a petition from councilors Helen Moon and Patrick Cavey of Wards 1 and 5, respectively, calling on the city to provide Spanish translations for all mailed communications, notices, and the city's website. Moon.
It looks like the police department and the fire department all have Spanish speakers, and the city is working on other areas. It looks like there are certain departments that use Spanish and other languages for provided selected materials, which is great.
Tyer's response to the petition identified the Office of Community Development, City Clerk, Berkshire Athenaeum, and Veterans Office as offering selected materials and resources in Spanish. Again, Moon.
My question is in terms of Code Red and certified mail that goes out to the city, if those things would be translated into Spanish, or if you would be willing to translate those areas as well.
We are certainly committed to continuing to expand the languages that we are offering, both for the things that we mail. I hadn't thought about Code Red. We'd have to explore that to see if Code Red has that feature as part of their technology.
Tyer, Pittsfield's website, describes Code Red as a web-based system provided by Emergency Communications Network that alerts citizens by phone, text, and email messages in the case of an emergency.
What I can say also is that if Code Red doesn't have a feature that allows us to translate a message into Spanish, we do have a fluent Spanish speaker in the city's Office of Community Development who could provide a Spanish translation as a Code Red recording.
According to Taylor, that employee is Henny Harvinder. Again, Tyer.
This employee also has provided Spanish translation when we've had citizens come into City Hall who try to engage in business in various departments, not just with the Office of Community Development. This employee has been very generous with her translation and has provided a lot of assistance to residents when they come in and there's a language barrier.
Data from census.gov indicates that around 6.4% of Pittsfield's roughly 42,000 residents, or around 2,700 people, identify as Hispanic or Latinx. Tyer also said that after the review of language accessibility prompted by Moon and KV's petition, the city's IT department has added Google Translate to Pittsfield's website. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landis.